Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.
Well, well, well. Look who's here. It's Jin.
Good morning, Millie. Kia ora, listeners.
Good morning. Oh, I love your show so much.
Oh, thank you.
I can remember listening to it, like, since the dawn of time.
Really? I remember when you came in as a volunteer, I think, and Johnny from Breakfast and Drive and doing every kind of job you could possibly imagine for BFM. Shout out, Johnny.
Yeah, go Johnny.
Was always accessible. You wouldn't possibly know this by being a volunteer just that one time when you came to the studio, but Johnny would always make sure that people came through just to see the setup and welcome them and kind of make them feel a part of the family, and you instantly stood out because you knew everything about BFM already, so it's perfect that you ended up as breakfast host just a few years later. Congratulations, by the way.
Love breakfast.
I've been loving the show with you and Rosetta. It's such a nice start to the day.
Thank you so much. So, well,
very, very good.
Enough about my show. Everyone's sick of that. Let's talk about the Tuesday 1 to 4. So how did you end up at BFM?
I had three of the four brothers in my family had shows at BFM or being correspondents on BFM. The fourth one moved to Australia when he was young, so that's probably why he didn't. So I've had an association kind of by proxy, I guess. Since probably around about 1988 or 9, around that time. Didn't get involved myself until many, many years later, but always just loved what BFM was about. I would have accessed it through my older brothers probably around 1984, I would say. I don't recall if they were broadcasting full-time then or if it was just during the semesters. But I love the chaos of it, you know.
we're keeping that alive this morning. Little teen
in South Auckland, love the cutting edge music. Back then there wasn't really an outlet for new music that wasn't mainstream and heavily marketed and sold to you. This was somewhere you could go where other music nerds were just playing their favourite stuff and demanding that you listened to it. Whether you like it or not.
I love a bit of that.
And there was a place for that back then as a young teenager, and there is definitely still a place for it now, I think. More so than ever before with the algorithms, you know, driven by all the platforms. You know, I'm not here to throw shade on them, but I'm here to say that voices and people delivering curated, you know, cliche, but curated playlists with a listener in mind is just, I think we're going to need more and more of it. So long may BFM continue.
You know. Long may we reign.
Yes.
I feel.
So fast forward to 2008. And I was chatting with Mike Havoc, probably at the Big Day Out, I think, in the boiler room at the Big Day Out.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a sensible conversation.
Yeah, no doubt it was, bouncing off the tent walls there, but they were soft walls, so it was all good. Everybody was safe.
No damage.
And I was like, man, I've always thought about coming up to BFM and volunteering there. And he was like, we'd love to have you. Why don't you do that? And I was like, okay. And that was when I first started volunteering. And I volunteered for a few months, and Hayley J. Hansel, Coco Solid Sister and a R&B goddess in her own right, who now, by the way, manages Tower Records in Dublin and still has a ongoing radio show in Dublin City. She said, come and sit on my show on a Monday afternoon, Monday Drive, and just see what it's like, see how you feel. And so I did that, and I was just hooked from that point on. And I begged Aroha Harawira, who at the time was PD, program director. So she, you know, chose who got to go on air, and I basically annoyed the crap out of her, and she put me in a graveyard shift from 3 to 6 a.m.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How did you go with that?
It was great. It was great because you can play all kinds of music and, you know, there are nocturnal creatures, there are nocturnal workers. So you would get a text from somebody who's, like, doing shift work.
At
a factory somewhere. And, you know, again, that's what I love about this radio and this medium is that you can have live interactions, you know, it might be via text or email. But it does feel like you're part of it. I'm forever texting stuff into BFM myself.
Me too. I'm a serial texter.
Yeah, and it's just a nice format. So I started doing that graveyard show, and it was great. You could play all kinds of stuff, much like I do now in the 1 to 4 show.
Yep.
Different times of the day. You just could play dub and house and, you know, ambient, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
And it's funny, like, going from that drama to another, you know, like the way you go about it, it's always so BFM.
Yeah, oh, totally, totally.
Right, you've chosen a couple of tracks for us. Okay. The first one is Breakfast from Whānau Spa.
Yep. I thought I would choose this one because, it's local. It's brilliant.
Mm.
And, I don't know what C is. C is just providing a voice for some legends of Tamaki Makaurau and further afield.
Mm-hmm.
It's a collective of 9 MCs, producers, singers, Queen Kapusi, Joe Corey, Big Fat Raro, Coco Solid, Zamishi, Manu, Brown Boy Magic, Thurston and Kuya Neil.
That's like a
yeah, it really is.
Lineup. That is amazing.
It is. And you know, very K Road centric, of course. You know, that's the entertainment district of Tamaki Makaurau. And I'm sure BFM listeners have been familiar with rolling out of clubs at 2 a.m. or, you know, 3 a.m., whatever it is enjoy. And it's just sort of we used to suffer cultural cringe a lot in this country of whether, you know, always, I guess, at the bottom of the world, we were always like vociferous consumers of music. New Zealand music fans are, I think, some of the most knowledgeable in the world because of that, because we've always been outward looking and what's happening over there? What's this going on over there?
Yeah.
But of course, we've got our own music, you know, history, hundreds of years of indigenous musics from the South Pacific. So this is just a nice combo. When I often I'll find myself, how does this sound in another country?
Yeah.
And you'll test it if you happen to be overseas or whatever. This album was released on Guy Fawkes in 2018. I don't know if they intended to release it on that day. It feels like some realness, you know.
Yeah.
Potentially not. If anybody out there is part of that collective or knows them and knows why, text us in 5395. I'd love to know. But I happened to be about a month later or a little while later staying with my brother in New York at Christmas time, my first time ever in New York, and it wasn't snowing, but it was icy as.
Yeah.
And it was icy as.
Slipping and sliding.
And a sort of a way to like get myself G'd up for the day and spend as much time awake in New York City as possible would be to go for a run first thing in the morning, like 6:30, hour, just punishing run on the treadmill.
Was it just an ice skate?
No, it wasn't. I tried it out on the street. It was like, no, that's not going to happen. So I went on a treadmill in the gym. Anyway, I blasted this in the gym because there was nobody else there and you could just access the speakers in the gym. And honestly, it just sounded world class. And I was like, yes, some Pacific sunshine in the winter of New York. And being titled Breakfast, I thought, why not start with this one?
Let's get some Pacific sunshine into our day, shall we? This is Breakfast from Whānau Spa.
Yeah. my body with my Leonardo DiCaprio star, Luna in the black, 30 inch, the bundle's full yak, pulling back, and when I stir, Montreal Gopers back, they getting wet for it. You looking heated, baby, come here, let me coach ya. Trust the touch to dominate and levitate ya. All I wanna do is converse some conversation. Now he bugging my gadget, say you never text back. You never with it, you lucky I ever seen that. You want that juice in the coupe, trying to bag that. You bagging Susan, you bagging peanuts, you lab rat. I'm tonguing phenom like ballerina, I'm princey clap. I'm moving mountains and don't need no space to address that. Yo, I took a shit in the booth, I call it staging. And wrap my mind at a like onto your Instagram. Now mommy's angels wear dresses, arching that back like a statement and icon when the lights are on. I tap the mirror, mouthing every word like Avengers songs. Like boom, boom, da bitty, bomb, bomb, the boom, boom, da bitty, the bomb, bomb, that the boom, boom, da bitty, the bomb, bomb. Get your coin, fuck the rest, force your mind, block your eggs, and on and on and on and on and on and on. Boom, boom, that beat ya, boom, boom, you know. Boom, can't get my number. Boom, 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 that beat ya, boom, boom, you know. Boom, 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 that beat ya, boom, boom, you know. Boom, boom, that beat ya, boom, boom, you know. Boom, can't get my number.
Well, well, well. It's Bosom Selector. I'm here with Jen from the Tuesday 1 to 4.
Kia ora, Millie.
What? Oh, what a heater. That was incredible.
Yeah, it still sounds as good today as when it was released in 2018. Honestly, totally. Every summer, that is a go-to album when I'm out and about doing stuff, you know, that requires some sort of sweating and heaving and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's so good. And you can get it on Bandcamp. And I think the individual tracks might even like it be a name your price, which is ridiculous.
I know, that
particular track was produced by Neil Cabatingan. I'm not quite sure if that pronunciation is correct. My apologies if so. But highly recommend you check out Whānau Spa's self-titled album.
100%. Shout out to the texters. Lots of love. And that's what I love about live radio,
Totally.
That connection with people.
Oh, so much so.
We got two people to recognise that they were behind each other in traffic the other day.
I heard that. That was so
shouted
good.
Shouted them out simultaneously.
That was so good.
So the Tuesday 1 to 4, what's the vibe for those uninitiated?
Being that it's, I mean, this is just my version and there's never really been, I've not been told I'm doing a bad job, so no one's told me to stop yet. The corporate axe hasn't come for me, chop, yet, touch wood. But I kind of figure, being that it's 1 to 4 in the afternoon on a Tuesday, Mondays people are still on the adrenaline from the weekend, perhaps.
Still gone.
I mean, maybe they're just facing facts and, you know, I'm getting to it. But Tuesday kind of, I feel like you need to lift them along and carry them along a little bit. I know that's kind of the way I feel.
Yeah.
So I try and make a 1 to 4 show a show that you can kind of get stuff done to. It can enable you to get through to the end of the day and, you know, heading into whomever might be hosting Drive at the time. Nicholas is these days.
Yeah.
And doing a fine job. Just to get into that sort of zone of like, we're almost there, people. If you're working, if you're studying, we'll get you through. So I like to kind of start off kind of low tempo, often with dubby or folk kind of stuff, reggae, digidub, whatever, minimal house, and then kind of build through the first hour, you know, build it up, BPMs and so that kind of get through so that you think the last hour's disappeared, you've got some stuff done, and listen to good music, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I try to do anyway.
It kind of went the other way for me when I listened to the 1 to 4. The amount of times I've neglected my job to be like, I've got a Shazam, sorry. The amount of time people have been talking to me and I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I'm listening to 1 to 4.
Yeah, sorry about it. And you do get the odd texter who's like, I've got to go to a meeting now, damn it, or something, you know. Yeah, and I get that with all the shows I listen to on BFM. So
that's the joy and the glory, though, of the B-cast.
Definitely. You and can so, go back and catch up on it, for yeah, sure.
You can catch every one of Jin's shows on the Bcast via our website. Someone said they think that you do the best radio show in the world.
Oh, wow.
Alongside
okay, thank you very much.
Alongside breakfast. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, keep it up, Jin. Honestly, like, your spirit around the station is just something else. You've
thank
been
you.
A remarkable mentor to me.
Oh, thank you so much.
As a young lady. Yeah,
thank you.
Trying to cut her teeth.
Yes, well, you're doing a fantastic job. And kind of that's what it's about. And I do love about BFM where it truly is kind of ageless.
Yeah.
Like, there's room for all ages, and that's probably one of the isms that is really under-recognized these days.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're young or just because you're old doesn't mean you don't have something to add, and you can have good taste at any age. And you never have to be the first to discover something. Just the joy of discovery is where it's at. Like, I've got no problem being the last to discover something at all because I think most artists, you know, that we know and support out there just want people to listen to their stuff anyway. So nobody cares who's first. It's great that there are people, you know, there's people that I look up to within the station for sure that do deliver things as they're produced, basically. But, you know, never be afraid to just to come late to the party. As long as you come to the party, that's the main thing, I think.
Words to live and die by, Jin. Rightio, we're going to listen to one more track that you've picked.
Okay.
This is Rockers Hi-Fi with Push Push.
Yes, and I want to say a big shout out to Stinky Jim, Kirk Harding, who used to do a show called Tranquility Base on a Thursday night. Kirk lives in New York now, and Jim, everybody knows, does just one of the best shows on earth on a Tuesday night from 7 to 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
This was originally released in 1991. They're a duo, Glenn Bigger Bush and Dick Whittingham, I think, from my memory, if my memory is correct. Yeah, Dick Whittingham. Richard DJ Dick Whittingham released it, and it kind of it just played underground. I heard it on BFM. It would have been at the time, because that's how cutting edge those shows are. And were it was released, they self-released it on different drummer on their, so they used to be called Original Rockers, and then they changed their name to Rockers Hi-Fi and added another vocalist called Father P, but they originally released this on an album as a single first, but on an album called Rockers to Rockers, and then it was mass issued via 4th and Broadway, which were a subsidiary of Island Records, owned by Universal Music now, Chris Blackwell's subsidiary. And that really took it to another level of getting you know, airplay all over the world. And again, BFM, for me, is world-class. And, you know, we did play it first, and it has, honestly, there was not a house party that I attended with my friends in the 90s that didn't have this as like as one of the one of the key tracks. And honestly, I still think it's great. I would love to hear if anybody else has any memories of it. And but yeah, it's a bona fide BFM banger.
Oh, I love it. Oh, keep those texts rolling in, fam. Oh, geez, we've woken them up.
Oh, great!
Finally, it's
excellent.
Monday morning.
Excellent.
Right, thank you so much, Jin, for being our bosom selector today.
Thanks for having me.
Just love your show, love your story, love your work.
Thank you. Right back at you.
We're going to listen to Push Push, Rockers Hi-Fi now. Thanks again.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Rockers. Rockers Hi-Fi.
tides. He can push the tempest by. Push, 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 the tempest by. He can surely turn the tide. He can push the tempest by.
This week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.